Rambam Sefer Ava Tefillin, Mezuzah Sefer Torah, Chapter 5, Perek Hey, Aleph. Kesef Kesef Nesal Mezuzah, how is a Mezuzah written? Face Mishte Parshish Shema Ava Yom Shamei Al Daf Echa Bidi Achas, Vaisla Redach Vamata Redach Vamayla Kamei Chatsi Tseperin. The two portions of Shema and Vaya Yom Shamei are written on one piece of parchment in a single column. Approximately half a fingernail of space should be left above and below the writing. Eden, Ksav Mishnaya, Bishle Shadav, Mishida. If you write it on two or three columns, it's also kosher. Vavashli, Asena Kazana, a Kamei Eagle, a Kakubo, as long as it's not written like a tail shaped and a circle or tent shaped. Vimosa, Kahas Vilav Suda, and if it's written in any of these forms, it's not acceptable. Ksav Shalei Al Asedir, Kigayin Shaked, and Parsha the Parsha Psula. It was not written in order. One wrote the passage. Vayu Shemaya before Shema, not acceptable. Selvish the areas. Afal Pisha Tvarim Sula. If one writes a mezuzah on two different parchments, it's not acceptable. Sevetera Shabala, Tvarim Shabala, Ein Aisim Hemezuzah. Sevetera, which was one out of the film that was one out, you do not make a mezuzah. Leimin Havli Yedim. So Sevetera, in case of a mezuzah, the Pisha Emer Yedim, Mekdusha Chamur, the Pisha Kala. A mezuzah should not be made from a Torah scroll or its film that have been worn, nor should a mezuzah be written on empty parchment from a Torah scroll, because one should not lower an article from a higher level of Kedusha to lesser one. Beis, a mitzvah lasses revach shrei parsha shema levayim shemaya parsha stilma. It's a mitzvah to leave a space between the passage of shema and vayim shemaya as if it were a stilma.
One has to be careful with the crowns. These are the following you have to have a tag.
The first passage, there are seven letters which should each have three zayin upon it. Shin. And these are Shin Ayin Shal Shema Vanun the Nafshecha Tei Zayin Shal Mezuzah Tei Teisin Shal Tei Tefes. The Parsha Shnei Yish Bashish Esis Al Kol Eis Meher Shleish Zayin. Ve'edo Hein Gimel Shal Degoncha Tei Zayin Shal Mezuzah Tei Teisin Shal Tei Tefes Vetzadik Shal Oretz. When I also tag in Eish Eis Behen I Gorev Ehen, if you did not make it as the apostle. I'm still Meshul Shalei Bishirdit Shalei Tito Bamali V'chaz Eish Eis Mefilem Mefilo Eis Ahaz Eish Epsula. If the mezuzah was not written on a ruled parchment, the scribe was not exact with regards to the use of the full or short form of the words, or the sefer added even a singular, then the set of mezuzah is invalidated. The almini parsha shekaisvim al hamezuzah mechutz kineged arevach shein parsha the parsha should shakai im b'zehevsa the fishrufum mechutz. It's a common custom to write Hashem's name, of Shindal Yud, on the outside of the mezuzah opposite the space, the empty space left between the two passages. There is no difficulty in this since the addition is made outside. If those who write names like of angels or other Kedusha names, verses, or forms on the inside of them, those are amongst those who do not have a portion of the world to come. Not only do these fools nullify the mitzvah, but furthermore they make from a great mitzvah, which reflects the unity of the name of the Eberster and the service of him, a talisman on their own benefit. They, in their foolish conception, think that this will help them regarding the vanities of the world. Hey, to write on the final line of a mezuzah, either at the beginning or in the middle of the line. And it has become universally accepted custom for safe and true mezuzahs, the 22 lines with Allah Aris at the beginning of the final line. These are the letters that appear at the beginning of each line.
Shema Hashem Advarim Levanecha Roshach B'chol Mein V'Hayim Mitzvah B'chol Yeda Esev
Tell your staff, Abisim, Meshamayim, Vavata, Mesam, Tamisim, Mesam, Vadid, Avashirich, Asher, Alva, Aritz. If you're going to be Islam, Gil, and Islam, a safe Ashita, the Tchilasa, Ashatimka, Shatimsek, Shayifta, Hakir, the Grands, if a Rish Shita was safer, when a Mesis is folded, it should be rolled from the end of the line to its beginning, so that when a reader rolls it open, they'll be able to read from the beginning of the line to the end. Racha Shagila, Manicha Beshifer, Shokona, Ishal Eitz, Ishal Dor, Mahara Isi, Mazuzapesa, Mamasper, Echef, Mazuzapesa, Machlis, Bamazuzo. After rolling it, one should place it in a tube made of reed, wood, or any other substance and affix it to the doorpost of one's entrance to the nails. One should hollow out the doorpost and place the Mazuzo within it. Zion, the king of Shikbenu was this a peasant of Rath Chila before fixing and on the doorpost the entrance. You should say Rath Hashem Kelach Lamashik Shams at Tzvenu. The Kepayim is the fixing is this a Ve'enei Mevar Bishas Ksivosa Shikviosa Yamitsu. One should not recite the blessing when writing it because the fixing it fulfills the Mezuzah. Klob Makob Sula Shanginzu Kuo. What suspends the Mezuzah with a pole is unacceptable because it has not been affixed. Henicha Achle Delos Lassoklu. One position behind the door, he didn't do anything. One hollow out the doorpost and place the mezuzah within it horizontally as the rods and put through the rings. It's unacceptable. One place it deeper than the hand breadth, it's possible. Show one cut a reed in half and insert a mezuzah within it. Afterwards, connect this reed with other reeds, making a doorpost for the house. From there, it's unacceptable because the fixing of the mezuzah precedes the making of the doorpost of the entrance. Test. Mezuzah yochin ivdekis b'hamayim b'shavua. Mezuzah placed on a private property should be checked twice in 7 years. Mezuzah rabim b'hamayim b'yevul. Mezuzah placed on the rabim, public property should be checked twice in every 50 years. Lest the letter have become torn or faded, since it's affixed within a wall, there is the possibility that it will decay. Everyone is obligated to mezuzah, even women as slaves. Miners should be educated to fix mezuzah to the doorposts of their homes. A dwelling in the diaspora, a person who rents a room in a hotel and there's a show, are exempt from the obligation to fix a mezuzah of 30 days. One who rents a house and there's a show, however, is obligated to fix a mezuzah immediately. When a person rents a dwelling to a friend, the tenant is obligated to obtain a mezuzah and affix it. This applies even if you would pay to have it affixed. Swears a mezuzah is an obligation incumbent upon a person dwelling in the house and not incumbent on the house. When a tenant leaves the dwelling, however, he should not take it with him unless the dwelling belongs to a goy. If it belongs to a goy, he could remove it when he leaves. Tefillin Mezuzah Zivteda, Chapter 6. Above. Asar Tanayim Yesh Bebayit Farchach Yisrael Vador, Vailasas Mezuzah. There are 10 requirements that must be met by a house for the person who dwells in it to be obligated to Mezuzah. Mechoshet Hanay Echa Mehem Potem Na Mezuzah. If one of these requirements is lacking, there's an obligation for Mezuzah. Vailahin these are Shia Blubay, Arba Amis Al Arba Amis, Ayasa. First of all, it should be 4x4 Amis. Shtenele Yishte Mezuzahs. For it to have two doorposts, Eli Mashkev, it should have a lintel. Eli Tikra, it should have a roof. Eli Dlosis, it should have a door. Eli Shagui Asar Tafam Yosar. Entrance to be at least 10 Tafam high. You have Bayez Chayu. Dwelling not to be consecrated. You also dearest Adam, intended for a person to live there. But also dearest Covid, intended for it to be used for a dignified dwelling. But also, there's Keva, it's there for permanent dwelling. Base Bayesh, Shehinle, Arvamas, Arvamas, Patim, the Mezuzah dwelling, which is less than 4x4, is not required Mezuzah. If its area is equal to 16 square cubits, although it's circular, and needless to say, it's rectangular, since its area is equal to the above mentioned figure, requires a mezuzah. A sadra structure with three walls and a roof does not require a mezuzah, even though it has two pillars on the fourth side. Pillars are intended as supports for the roof and not as doorposts. A roof without walls or stands on pillars, even though it's shaped like a house, does not require mezuzah because it does not have doorposts. Pillars are intended to support the roof. A house which has doorposts on either side and an arch above the two doorposts instead of a lintel. If the doorposts are 10 tvachim higher or more, requires a mezuzah. If they're not 10 tvachim high, the entrance does not require a mezuzah, so it does not have a lintel. A house that does not have a roof does not require a mezuzah. A portion of the building was covered by a roof and a portion was not. If the covered portion is near to the entrance, it requires a mezuzah. The door should be attached and afterwards the mezuzah fixed. The gates of the temple mount, its chambers, its courtyard, and certainly entrances to the shul and houses, a study which none have a promise in which people live do not require mezuzah because they are paidish. Basic necessities of Kvarim Shahrifim Dorim Bechayel mezuzah. The shul in a village in which guests reside require mezuzah. Same basic necessities of Kvachin and Hayabu Bechtira Chayel. A shul in a metropolis, if it has an apartment, requires a mezuzah. Kalash Shahrim 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 Shahrim. All the gates of the temple complex do not have a mezuzah, with the exception of Shrine Nikanor and those further within it. Entrance of the chamber of Hadrin, because this chamber served as a dwelling for the Kohen Gadol during the 7 days when he was separated from his home, preparation for Yom Kippur service. Beis Hatem, Beis HaBakar, Beis HaEtzim, storage house for straw, barn for cattle, a woodshed. Other storage rooms do not require mezuzah. Like it says, Beisecha, your home is Beisecha, Yuchadacha, a house which is set aside for your use. Fratla, Elikates, Ben, excluding the above and the like. I think a Chanefes, a Bakash, a Nash, a Yishin, Bo, a Meskashit, a Bo, a Chayom, mezuzah, Shari, Yish, Bo, Lubo, Yichud, Dias, Adam. Therefore, if a barn is also used by a woman as a dressing room, it requires a mezuzah, since it's used for dwelling by human being. The guardhouse, the sadra, or porch, garden, or corral, that require mezuzah since they're not a dwelling. If dwellings which require mezuzah are open up to these structures, they require mezuzah. So gates to courtyards, gates to alleys, gates to cities or towns, all require mezuzah, says houses, which require mezuzah, open up to them. Even when there are 10 structures leading one to each other, should the innermost one require mezuzah, they all require mezuzah. Therefore, the Chamset gate, which opens up from a garden to a courtyard, requires a mezuzah.
There's cover the toilet, the bathhouse. Mikveh tannery do not require mezuzah since they do not constitute a dignified dwelling.
Sukkah's chag b'chag b'bayis. Shvesfinu p'tudim na mezuzah l'fish ein asfin there's cover. Sukkah on the hall, there's sukkahs and a house and a ship do not require mezuzah if they do not constitute a permanent dwelling. Tei sukkah shayitzinu. Zunu v'vim mezuzah p'tudim na mezuzah l'fish ein kuwa.
Two booths of a pot are one inside the other. The outer booth does not require mezuzah because it's not a permanent structure. Stores in a marketplace do not require mezuzah because they are not permanently used as a dwelling. Our dwelling, which has many doorways, requires a mezuzah for each and every doorway, even though one generally enters and leaves through only one of them.
Has a fetish when bias la dia chai mezuzah, so anxious between a dwelling and a lot. Or as a fetish of a bias after the chedah, which is a chedah. Chedah be chedah, a chai vlas is mezuzah, al shar chasak nimi, al shar chasak hitin, al shar, a bias shaku nasin dir sakfu. There's a separate room in a house, or even one room which leads to another, it's necessary to fix a mezuzah on the door of the innermost frame, the doorway to the outer room, the doorway to the house, since all of them are used for the purpose of dwelling and are permanent structures.
Pesach Shabbin, base Hamadah Shabbin, base Akhlasis, base and Rabbah Lassis, Velovi, base Pesach Abazazah.
A person frequently enters and leaves through an entrance between a shul and a house of study, and his own house, the entrance requires a mezuzah.
Pesach Shabbin, Shnei Patim, Velcha, Machar, Atzir, Shadalis, when there is an entrance between two houses, the position of the mezuzah is determined by the door hinge.
Makhav Shatzinian, Himay Shalkin, this mezuzah,
the mezuzah is placed on the side on which the hinge can be seen.
Mechin Kevin, a mezuzah. Where is the mezuzah fixed? Sechol shel pasach habes pasach habedah vach seven chutz betchilish tish alin shel gev ashar
at the inside of the entrance with the hand breadth of the outer edge of the doorpost
at the beginning of the top third of the entrance.
We call the malam zek shira. Was it fixed higher up? It's acceptable.
If you're kenning when a mash getefach as long as is it's at least the hand breadth below the lintel.
Shachlakova, you mean a nichas of bias from Kovim Smil Psuli, if the put on the right side, if you put on the left, it's puzzled, bias shall shut to off, and a house belonging to partners, Chayom Nozazel.
Give a chayvat and lazar, and a sozim to shi, chayvat sakil tam, and the person has to show great care in the observance of the mitzvah, because it's an obligation which is constantly incumbent upon everyone.
As much as you can as you see, if you have a shem, shrei, 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 shrei,
and through its observance, whenever a person enters or leaves the house, he will encounter the unity of the name of Hashem and remember him as of love. He will wake from his sleep and his obsession with the vanities of time and recognize that there is he's going to recognize that there's nothing which lasts on turning except for Hashem.
Either she'indel or himi le'ilam 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 al'idiyas tzorelam v'yadik u'kheis v'dayt v'hedah p'dakim v'shadim. And it will motivate him to regain full awareness and follow the path to the upright.
Amar Chomer Hashem, Kol Mishish Litzvim V'Deishay, Sedev Tzitzis B'Yigdei V'Zizah V'Pisvim Nufzul Mishle Yechtoi.
Hazal Seor, who wears Litzvim on his head and arm, wears Tzitzis on his garment, and has a Mizuz in the entrance, can be assured that he will not sin. Shayyish and Maskin Rabba Hin, Hema Olach Hashem 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 because he is many who are whining. These are the angels who will prevent him from saying,
angels of Hashem camps around those who fear him and protect them.
Blessed be who offers assistance.
Tefillin was in Sivatera, chapter 7. Mitzvah sasi, I'll call ish for ish, and he shall lift the Sivatera atzmi. It's a positive commandment for each and every yid to write a Torah scroll for himself. Shem, like it says, and now write down the song for yourself. Which means, write down the song for yourself, write down the entire Torah which contains the song. Because we not read the Torah in sections. Even if his father gave us a Torah, it's told us to write his own. A person who writes, it's like he accepted from my sin. If you don't know how to write, the Chayim case only other people should write for you. Anyone who's my who checks even a single letter of the Sevetera, or Iluk Sovekule, It's as if he wrote the entire scroll. Hamelach.
Let's all the lichter of Sarah. Echel atzma the Shema Hamelach. We also see there a shilik shuhedit. So the king is commanded to write another Torah scroll, and himself for the sake of sovereignty, in addition to the scroll, that he possessed Paul as a regular person. And like it says, because of lay. And it says, and when he sits on the royal throne, he shall write. The scroll should be checked against the scroll and the Pazar by the Supreme Court. When he possessed while he was a commoner, should be placed in his stiller chamber. And the one that they wrote while he's a king should be within Kazlim. When he goes to worship, when he goes in to judgment, he should be with him. I shall be with him, and he shall read in all the days of his life. If when he became a king, he didn't have any Sefer Torah, they have to write to Echa Menichay, Bebeis Kanazel. But when they put in the store of Shimber, Bashani Imitamin, the Esser Menu Adabalad Bavad, should be with him constantly except at night, Shikaz of Wisamrefas, Vesakiz Elifri, Almitosis. When he enters the bathhouse, toilet, or when he sleeps. Dal Sefer Torah, Ksavim, Lesitit, Eshin Ksavim, Sessel, Gavil, Sessel, Aklaf, Potzel, Aloyo Kuda, Gavil, Kuda, Aklaf, or Torah scroll, which was written on unrolled parchment, which was written with portions of glue and portions of cloth as possible, and must be written either entirely on glue or entirely on a cloth. I should write with careful and attractive calligraphy. Once you write it very carefully, leaving the space the size of a small letter between each word and the hand breadth space between each letter, the space of the line should be left between each line. The length of each line should be 30 letters, so that one can write the word "lives of the Shvayim" 3 times. This should be the width of each column. A line should not be shorter than this, lest the column appear like a note. No wider than this, so that one's eyes will not wander to its next. Why should I reduce the size of the letter in order to leave the proper amount of space between one passage and another? Should have to write a word with 5 letters, and there not be sufficient space for them all? You should not write 2 within the column and 3 beyond the margins. Either you should write 3 within the column and 2 beyond the margins. If there's no ring on the one, to write at least 3 letters, you should leave it at an empty space and continue at the beginning of the next line. The safer have to write 2 letters of words after completing a line. You should not write it between the columns. Instead, you should write it at the beginning of the following line. If one had to write a word of 10 or more fewer letter in the middle of a line, a less space necessary remained in the column. If it's possible to write half of the word of the column with only half extending beyond the margins, you should. If it's not possible, you should leave an empty space and continue at the beginning of the next line. One should leave 4 empty lines between each of the books of the Torah, on either one or less, starting at the beginning. One should complete the Torah in the middle of the line at the bottom of the column. If many lines remain in the column, you should write the short lines, beginning at the line or not completing it. So that the words, anything you saw in the middle of the line at the bottom of the column. Be very careful in the big and small letters. And for example, be careful with the tag and the yonim, the crowns. Ish, 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 ish All these crowns are shaped like Zayin, they should be as thin as hair. Number four. This is all saying to say the move performing the mitzvah. If one wrote lines closer together, separating them, further lengthening them, or further than the scroll is acceptable, right, one letter does not touch the other. No letters are omitted, except the word letters are not added. Shiva, even a single letter is not altered. The Pesukim still is not changed. Some things are not written in the Gemara, but it's tradition transfer from generation to generation. Including this. That is not correct. It should not be left unattended for 1 to 30 days. Rather, it should be corrected or putting in the 3 errors. Each column should be corrected. If that's 4, should be kinesim. If my year David safe muga and a shari ishpri, abatis will call daf and isha field daf nefim. And he says, shari, I'm a shubish will eat abatis, shari is a shakin. So the majority of the Torah scroll have been checked and to be accurate, and there are 4 errors. Each column in the remainder of the scroll, should be corrected, but rather there is at least 1 column of the defective portion that has a fewer than the few errors. The medvar murm shkosam amadei chasar shnim satir the isi shafa benashitis. When does this apply? When one wrote the short form of a word instead of a long form, and it will thus be forced to insert the extra letters between the lines. It's harder to write a scroll containing each of the 5 books of the law. Individually, these scrolls do not have the same depth of Sevetera. Or sign a scroll that contains several passages. In case you may do the Pinyak Shadisawa the Bach, I want you to write a Sevetera to child to learn from it. The Dakil Hashtamala, Homosh Mutter, if his mind is to Mash the Homosh, he should, because Megillah Shadi 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 to write a scroll on one verses with the verses from the Torah, one who writes 3 words in one space joined strongly. Whether the Dabir, the Dabir of Tidin, the Mimsimuk, the Karachach, it's permitted. Then include all the books of the Torah in a single scroll. The 4 empty lines should be left between each book of the Torah. 12, even if you write it on a piece of paper, what left the shalosh tevis will sit that you can write 3 words without sit that. Yes, I'll say is also care as she's pretending to be some inclusions of potato, but it has like a chomash from dinner yesterday, then a chaser. It's equivalent to having omitted ones.